and welcome everybody to Bruton Elementary School, the home court of the Belgrade Bruton El Rosa boys basketball team. Hello everybody, Rick Grammond with you here. A windy drive over here to Bruton, out on the open prairies, as the Jaguars and Pioneers meet here. Final trip into Bruton for the Pioneers as they leave for the Granite Ridge Conference next season. Girls of BBE play their home games in Belgrade, so this is our last trip over here, and I've been coming to this gym since I was a junior high kid. Bruton was on their own as a school district in the same Prairie Conference as Gray Eagle, so I have spent many a winter night here in this gymnasium. And this gym has featured some of the best basketball you've ever seen in Central Minnesota Conference action, of course, speaking of those state championship BBE teams, with the banners posted on the walls here to remind the folks. Pioneers are coming off a very nice victory at home over the Painesville Bulldogs. They put up 83 points, a season high, led by sophomore Jonah Prokot's career night of 32. Here's currently 1-1 in the conference. They are 4-4 overall, so looking to get above the 500 mark. While Chris Anderson's Jaguar team is coming off a loss on the road to Eden Valley Watkins by 14, 64-50. Their last win was just out of the holidays, January 3rd at Hancock, an overtime victory, 61-60, over the previously undefeated Hancock Owls. So a 5-3 record for the Jaguars, also 1-1 in the conference. We'll visit with Coach Joe Call after this.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Caitlin Becker, a member of the Piers Bands. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors which allow this event to be broadcast. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Piers High School be the best. Congratulations to our Excel winners, Katie Schaefer and Peter Schomer, and our AAA winners, Laura Skiba and Jake Andries. As winter sports seasons are in full swing, come and check out the action. Get involved in Piers athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck.
Joining me on tonight's pregame, he's head coach of the Pioneers, Joe Call. And Joe, bring your trip to Bruton here tonight, and you look at the Central Minnesota Conference here as we start this January portion of the schedule. Everybody's right around 500. This is a winnable game every night out for everybody.
Yeah, that's what we were just talking about. There's a couple teams that are down towards the bottom, but everybody else, I mean, it's wide open for anybody to step in, and that's what'll make it fun. Some of the teams that I thought were going to contend for the conference got kind of taken care of early by conference teams, so it's pretty much wide open, like you said.
And when that's the case here, when you're on the road against a gettable game, you hate to say in early January they're must-win games, but boy, if you want to finish upper half, and I think that's a realistic goal to finish in those top four teams in the CMC, this is almost one of those must-win category type games in BBE tonight.
No doubt, and that's kind of what we're preaching right now is energy. We got to have a sense of urgency and some energy. On these road games, I think it's tough for high school kids to go on the road and sit in the bleachers and watch. And, it's been a long time since school's been out, so they don't have that little break where they can go home and grab a bite to eat and sit around for a little bit and kind of, regain your energy. But, like you said, it's just on the road against a team that we can contend with and possibly put up a W, but the boys are going to have to bring it right away. We can't afford a slow start. We've got to come out firing right away.
Must have had a lot of energy against Painesville, put up a lot of points.
That was the focus. We came out we talked in the locker room in the pregame that you need to come out, you need to have an attitude out on the floor that you're the best. And if you don't have that attitude out there, then I guess there's no sense in being out on the floor. And the kids showed that we played well. That start right at that way of the game, like you said, we came out starting and we played well.
Talk about Jonah Prokot's game that night, career high 32 points.
You know, you can just tell sometimes, look on somebody's face when they're ready to go, and it started in the locker room. He was locked in, and I came out and told the coaches before the game even started, I said, I think our boys are locked in, and he was one of them specifically, and he showed that, and he's got the potential to do that night in and night out. You know, we talk about when you get more aggressive teams, you still got to find other ways to help your team win, and he has the potential to do that.
Two high-quality scorers on the BBE lineup, the Wiener and the younger Dingman kid.
Yeah, we went and watched these guys. They played Eden Valley the other day, and they're legit ball players. Wiener is physical, and he's tough down rebounding. And then Dingman, he can create a lot out of nothing. He's a very talented kid. He's only a freshman this year, so we'll have our work cut out for us, but I think the boys are up for the task.
Good luck tonight, Joel.
Thanks, Rick. Right.
Joe Call, coach of the Pioneers, on the pregame on You Are There Sports.
This is Brett McNeil, activities director at Minneapolis Edison and a 1985 graduate of Minneapolis North High School. You are listening to high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
For the best food around, it's the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce. Great food always available, including Taco Tuesdays, soft or hard shell for $1, deep fried for $2. On Wednesday, a one-topping pizza for only $5. Thursday is wing night. Yes, stop in for wings. $4.95 bone in one sauce or $5.95 boneless in one sauce. They've got all kinds of great sauces available. And then on Friday, a great special. It's their baby back pork ribs, $14.95. And also, all-you-can-eat roasted chicken for $8.95 or chicken and ribs for $13.95. The patio always open. That's at the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce. All right, welcome back, and we are just underway, and the Pioneers already on the board on a driving layup by Jonah Prokot. He takes it right to the rim, and the Pioneers up quickly here in Bruton tonight, 22-2 zip, as the Jaguars fire from the corner, and it's a three. Right off the bat, that is Dylan Meyer. He hit the game winner. Now Brandon Stuckmeyer will airball a three, missed wide right. And the Jaguars take over. Peter Schomer, Michael Leidenfrost, Jared Prokot, Brandon Stuckmeyer, and Jonah Prokot for the Pioneers. Couple of freshmen in the lineup here for Coach Anderson, including their top scorer. Top of the key, hit another three. Meyer is off 2 for 2 from deep. And it's a 6-2 Jaguar lead a minute in. Schomer gets penetration into the lane but cut off. Now fires back out to Jonah Prokot. Ashton Dingman, a freshman, 19 a game. Pull up in the lane by Schomer. Got his own rebound as he left it short on the iron. They'll reset out front with Michael Leidenfrost. Now to Jonah Prokot. Jonah coming off 32 at home against Painesville. Gets a screen from big brother Jared. Takes it inside. Block. Jared with the loose ball in the lane. Keeps it alive. Leidenfrost got his defender off his feet. Drives to the basket and scores. Nice pump fake by Leidenfrost. And he glides to the rim on the left baseline to make it 6-4. The two freshmen are Ashton Dingman and Will Van Beck. Down low, this is Van Beck. Skips it to the corner. Meyer again. That one comes off. Feeling the hot hand early. Meyer rimmed that one out. He's hit his first two, now misses one. 6-4, Pioneers 2 minutes in, down by two as Jonah lost the dribble. Had it tipped away. Now gets inside and scores again. Prokot ties it at 6. Good start here tonight as a quick transition three by Abe Peter is good. And it's a 9-6 Jaguar lead. BBE, 3 of 4 from outside. They shoot about 38% from behind the arc. Here's Schomer inside, draws, a traveling call. Peter turns it over. Got inside the free throw line but used an extra step to get there. Turnover to the Jaguars in their royal blue with the gray numerals, white letters, Jaguars across the front, coached by Chris Anderson, 5-3 overall, 1-1 in the CMC. Right side look, here is Peter off the front rim, rebound, Jared Prokot, the senior, controls the board. Jaguars 9, Pioneers 6, 2:45 into the game as Leidenfrost stops his dribble, bounces it left side for Jonah Prokot here. Now for Schomer off of Jonah's screen, back to Jonah. Top of the key, drive, stops, ball deflected. Jonah gets it back, looking for help, and knocked away by Evan Wiener. And here comes Wiener. He gets tripped up, and they're going to get a foul on Jonah Prokot coming up court. Just their feet got locked up there, and Wiener hits the deck. Jonah charged with his first foul, first Pioneer foul of the night. It'll be a pass in front of the Jaguar bench, triggered in by Abe Peter, a 6'1 senior. You got Dylan Meyer averaging 11 a game, 4.8 for Abe Peter. Evan Wiener at 14.9. Will Van Beck averages about 4.5 a game. And Austin Dingman's their top scorer, 19 a game. Here's Van Beck from the right arc. That's short. Rebound, Jared Prokot. Not shy from the outside is this Jaguar team as they fire away. They lead by 3, 9-6 on the strength of 3 made threes. Leidenfrost takes it strong inside, had it stripped going up, and it'll go off the padded wall. Staying with the Pioneers. Very minimal room on the baselines here in Bruton. Schomer to inbounds, baseline left, drops it off for Jonah Prokot in the corner. Feeds it back to Peter. Post-up move, right hand off. Rebound is Wiener's. Here comes Evan Wiener up court. Quickly into the transition, and there's a miss off Peter's shot attempt. Schomer coming back the other way. We're going to have an Alex Wilson check in here. Leidenfrost goes across the lane, leaves it inside for Jared with the left hand short, and Wiener has another rebound. Scoring pace has slowed down a little now. We've played 4 minutes, 9-6 in favor of BBE. Low post, they get loose inside, and there's a bucket for Ashton Dingman. The talented freshman lays it up and in, his first two, and the lead is 5. Schomer now well behind the arc on the right side, asking Jonah Prokot to come over. Jonah gets the ball now, looking for help on a screen. 5 second count is on. Jonah better hurry. Pulls up, and free throw comes off. Rebound, Wiener again. Three straight trips clearing the boards for Evan Wiener. Transition for Meyer. Got by Leidenfrost, but Leidenfrost recovers and blocks his shot. Ball rolls over to Jonah. Good recovery there by Michael Leidenfrost. Quickly up court to Jared Prokot. Now to Brandon Stuckmeyer back in the corner for Jared. Here's Stuckmeyer looking for an opening. Not there. Prokot. This is Jared working on Wiener. Leaves it off for Peter Schomer. Schomer down the left side of the lane. Got knocked off balance, and he will be fouled before the shot. The bucket went in. Doesn't count, though. And the foul goes on the Jaguars. 12:55 to play. Here comes Alex Wilson now for Stuckmeyer. Also in. Jaguars substitute in Ben Bowie, number 3. Inbounds comes to Jared Prokot. Kicks out Leidenfrost. The foul was on Will Van Beck. Wilson, free throw line high, works his way to the right side, extended, pivots around, dead ball. Now gets an escape valve out to Peter Schomer. Back to Wilson. Quickly back into the hands of Schomer. Schomer, strong move to the basket, and he'll draw contact and step to the free throw line. Peter Schomer, an aggressive move. And that's back-to-back fouls on Will Van Beck, the freshman. And Schomer shooting a pair from the line is Peter. 79.4%, one of the best marks in the CMC. His free throw around and comes out the cylinder. No good. 11-6 Jaguars, 12:31 to go as Van Beck now will take a seat as Dylan Meyer returns. And here comes the second attempt now for junior Peter Schomer. That one is good. First point for Peter. Pioneers beat Painesville 83-75 last time out. Jaguars now work their offense. Wiener left alone, fires three, got it, buried it. Evan Wiener showing range. Already 4 threes for the Jags, and it's 14-7. Quickly front court underneath. Leidenfrost had it tipped out. Touched last by Ben Bowie. Baseline left pass in as Schomer will trigger it in. Back right up against the pad on the wall here. Finds Leidenfrost out front near the Jaguar logo at midcourt. An elevated stage is where we're sitting here at Bruton Elementary tonight. 12 minutes to go as Wilson starts his dribble out front. Leaves it off on a handoff to Peter Schomer. 14-7 BBE. Leidenfrost, ball fake, into the lane, jump stop, whistle, and what do we got? A foul on the Jags coming, and this is on Ben Bowie. Bowie is a six-foot senior, has picked up his first, team's third. It'll be a pass in from the right baseline for Schomer. Lob in, deflected, tipped out again, and the referee, they make eye contact and say, yeah, I agree, it's Pierce ball. Jonah takes it, dribbles down to the corner. Jonah step back three from deep, just glazes the rim. They're going to get Jared on a push on the opposite side. Just put his hand in the back of Wiener and kind of shoved off, and he got caught. Jared with his first, team's second. Pioneers haven't scored in a little bit. 11:42 to go. They'll apply some light pressure with Wilson, and they'll walk it up court. This is Jackson Peter in the at the guard spot. Goes right inside, hit the bottom of the rim, and the rebound flat on his back goes to Leidenfrost. Wilson now. Wilson in transition three, missed. Rebound back the other way. Lead pass. Here comes BBE running. And the pass goes behind Meyer. Both teams looking to turn up tempo and getting a little out of control here early in Bruton tonight. 14-7. C-Squad and JVs for Piers winners tonight. As Brandon Stuckmeyer comes to the scorers table to check in, Jaguars open man-to-man here defensively as Schomer leaves it off. Now Jared posting up. Over Wiener, too hard, banks off. Rebound for Jackson Peter. 14-7, BBE with 11 minutes to play. Here's Dylan Meyer into the low post. Scoops it back out. Wiener looking to penetrate, pulls up and hits over Jared Prokot. 5 for Evan Wiener, and a timeout is coming for head coach Joe Call and the Pioneers. A 9-point Jaguar lead to start this night.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
All right, Joe Call uses the timeout here. He's got to get something turned around as the Pioneers trail by 9 early. It is a 16-7 BBE lead. To the sideline at midcourt goes Jonah Prokot. Referee checking with the scorers table about something, not sure what, but we are now ready to go. 6 points for Dylan Meyer, 5 for Evan Wiener, 3 for Abe Peter, 2 for Ashton Dingman. Pioneers have 4 for Jonah Prokot, 2 for Michael Leidenfrost, 1 for Peter Schomer. Brandon Stuckmeyer back in the ballgame, dribbles once down to the corner, tries to post up inside for Jonah, gives it back to Brandon. Brandon's loose inside, can't finish. Rebound tipped and taken by Wiener, who's piling up big numbers on the glass early. 10.5 to play. The senior Wiener to the left corner now. Peter, give and go inside. Loose ball. Still loose on the floor, finally picked up by Dingman. And they come back out to the top of the key to reset with 10:15 to play. Pioneers trailing by 9. Here's Dingman on Wilson, back out. Top of the key, 3 is on the way. Peters off the rim, rebound loose underneath, pulled away by the Jags. Here's a Wiener 3, that one rattles in. 8 for Evan Wiener, and the lead is a dozen. 19-7. In favor of BBE. Pioneers in a severe drought here. Schomer rejected by Wieners. He took it inside. Wilson saves it, though. Good hustle by Alex. Now Jonah Prokot. 19-7, BBE inside. Jonah against Wiener, trying to muscle it up on the senior. He missed. Rebound, Wiener. One shot. Back the other way now for the Jaguars. Jackson Peter skips it to the corner. Dylan Meyer, a couple of dribbles against Stuckmeyer. Back out top to Wiener. Back to Dylan Meyer now. Corner for Dingman. Dingman flips it out to Ryan Schwinghammer, who's in the ball game after the timeout. Wiener, left side, free throw line extended, not there. Peter into the lane, knocked away by Stuckmeyer. Brandon got a hand on it, but it stays with the Jaguars. Wiener will fire for three and hit again. Evan Wiener lighting it up tonight. He's in double figures already with 11, and it's a 22-7 Jaguar lead. Pioneers need to get to work on offense. Schomer bodied up front, and a foul's coming on Dylan Meyer, I believe. Number two is the call. Meyer gets his first, fourth team foul. Michael Leidenfrost is going to come in. Abe Peter returns for the Jaguars. With Schwinghammer sitting, here comes Jonah to the bench. 8:44 to play in a 22-7 BBE advantage. Lob into Jared is deflected out. Out top, Leidenfrost. Leidenfrost starts his dribble, kicks to Stuckmeyer. Left side three, short, rebound Jaguars. Jaguars with six made threes. The Pioneers looking to still get one to drop. Out top to Wiener, quickly to the left corner. Meyer will try. That'll skim off. Rebound swing by Dingman, and he's fouled on the putback. No, they're going to get a push on a Jaguar. Dingman on the foul. That'll be the first on Ashton Dingman. And team foul number five on the Jags. BBE 22, Piers 7, 8:20 as Schomer walks it across midcourt, right to left. Takes it into the lane, elevates, shoots off. Boy, the Pioneers just cannot get anything to drop. Wiener to Dingman off the loose ball rebound. Here's the freshman, front court, 19-point-a-game score. Schomer's going to get a foul. Dingman went up, and Schomer got a piece of the wrist. That'll be the first on Peter, and Dingman will shoot two. Dingman, a 70% shooter. His season high is 28 against Uppsala. Two-point opportunity here for the Jaguars. First is off to the left, no good. Jackson Peter will make his second entry into the game. Jonah Prokot back in. Dylan Meyer leads for the Jaguars. Jared Prokot sits for Piers. 8:04 to play, 22-7 Jaguars. And now Ryan Schwinghammer is at the scorer's table. We'll check in if this free throw is made. Dingman makes it. Three for Ashton Dingman tonight. The lead is 16, 23-7. 8 minutes to go. Right side, Wilson. Now Stuckmeyer at the top. Ball fake, gets him inside. Quick collapse by the Jaguar defense results in a Wiener stuff on a block, and Wiener controls up court. Left side on the perimeter now is Peter. Back to Evan Wiener. Lob right side. Working his way out front is Jackson Peter. Back to Abe Peter. To the corner left side, Wiener, guarded by Jonah Prokop. For Abe. Abe drives, strong move to the rim, missed, rebound tipped by Stuckmeyer, cradle there by Wilson. 7:20 to go. Pioneers still sitting on 7 points. Leidenfrost for three, that's off. Rebound Jaguars, and it's fired off the foot of Stuckmeyer. Heads up play there by Ben Bowie, who fired it off the foot of Brandon to keep the possession with the Jaguars. 7:13 on the clock here. Pass in comes into the backcourt. Through a double team, Leidenfrost with a steal, and this is going to be an easy layup, and finally the Pioneers score. It's a Stuckmeyer bucket. And Chris Anderson's going to use a timeout. 7:03 to go here in Bruton, 23-9 Jaguars.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlowski here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. 2019 looks to be more challenging than ever in agriculture, and we want to help you out. We have a large experienced staff and many different brands of feeds with nutritionists available to create a ration to meet your farm's needs at the best low cost per animal per day. We also have a large variety of farm supplies in our stores. So please don't hesitate to call any of our four locations or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com. We thank all of our current patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we wish everyone a successful 2019. And as always, thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
All right, after the timeout, each coach has now used one of their timeouts. 7 minutes to play, 14-point Jaguar lead as they work it up court against Pioneer pressure. Little late breaks, and Dingman got his own miss, puts it up and in. Quick springs there by Ashton Dingman. Missed his shot and sprung right back up and got his rebound and scored. 25-9, it's a 5-point game here for freshman Ashton Dingman. Here's Schomer to Wilson. It's Peter, Alex Wilson, Michael Leidenfrost, Brandon Stuckmeyer, and a three from Jonas off the front rim. Rebound taken inside by Ashton Dingman. Lead pass ahead finds Jackson Peter in the front court. 6:20 to play. Now in the hands of Abe Peter to Ben Bowie. Evan Wiener to a cutting Dingman. 14-footer in the lane. Missed. Rebound inside position for the Jags. This is probably going to go on Michael. Bowie beat him to the spot on the rebounding, and that results in a Michael Leidenfrost foul. First on Michael, fourth team, and we're going to get Zach Trout in, making his first appearance for Alex Wilson. Baseline right for Evan Wiener. Wiener quickly, and a whistle off the inbounds. We got a moving screen violation. Abe Peter set an illegal pick, his first, team sixth at the Jaguar turnover. No Nick Schall tonight. Nick made the trip here, but he's not feeling well. He stayed in the locker room. So we hope Nick is feeling okay down there behind the wooden door on the Pioneer baseline. Under six to play here, 25-9 Jaguars. Schomer, Stuckmeyer, back to Peter. Peter thinking about it. He will take it and lean in. Left hand and got it. An awkward shot, but it works. Schomer with his first field goal. And the Pioneers are finally in double figures with 5:40 to play at 25-11. Jaguars skip it out front to Abe Peter. Back to Jackson Peter. They've put Trout defensively on Wiener now to try and muscle him up. Ashton Dingman quickly left side for Jackson Peter. To the point for Abe Peter, directing Dingman down to the right baseline and back across. They'll work it back to the timeline, reset. 25-11, 5:08 and counting here. Jaguars, this has been their most patient trip defense or offensively tonight. Drive by Dingman, cut off. Wiener, he came off the baseline and he had not come back in bounds. He was out of bounds when he took that pass. Turnover. 4:56 to play. Dylan Meyer back in for the Jags. Schomer into the front court. 25-11, Belgrade, Brutinel, Rosa. Schomer stopped his dribble. Off for Jonah Prokot now. Jonah down to the corner for Michael Leidenfrost. Back to Jonah. Jonah, ball fake, working on Dingman. Two of the better, really, underclassmen in this conference. Freshman Dingman, sophomore Prokot. Right side for Michael Leidenfrost. Dribbles with the left hand strongly all the way down to the left baseline. Prokot will launch three. That's off. Boy, Jonah just hasn't been on. No, neither has anybody else from the outside. Pioneers have yet to make a three tonight. Well, the Jaguars have knocked down six. This is about an 18-footer, a long two for Wiener, who's now got 13, and a foul called. This will go on Ben Bowie, who made contact with Michael Leidenfrost, second on Ben Bowie. This will be a 1-1 for Michael. 4:01 to go. Leidenfrost, 64% from the free throw line here. 27-11, Jaguars. Front end of the bonus here for Michael Leidenfrost. Sinks the first. Michael's got three tonight. Wiener has outscored the Pioneers by himself. He's got 13. Leidenfrost free throw now gives the Pioneers 13. 27-13, 4 minutes to go. They beat the Pioneers down court and get a bucket. Ryan Schwinghammer with a layup. 29-13, 3:45 to play. As Leidenfrost goes left corner for Prokot at the end of the Jaguar bench. 3:40 to go. Trout, a screen, got Schomer open for a two, about 15 feet left side. Five now for Peter Schomer, and Michael's going to be called for a foul in the backcourt. Two on Michael. Five team fouls now on Piers. 3:32 to play. Dingman will pass in backcourt. Defended there by Brandon Stuckmeyer. Comes into Wiener. Wiener works it up court against Zach Trout. Trout, good defensive footwork. Big guy with good feet. We saw that this fall. 3:20 and counting. 29-15, Jaguars by 14 tonight. Trout, or I should say Prokot, forcing Jackson Peter to pick up his dribble. Now they will reestablish their offense. High post, Dingman. Blocked by Trout. Zach Trout with a block. Leads to a two-on-one. Stuckmeyer off a feed from Leidenfrost. That started with Zach Trout. Brandon's got four. Lob on the other end. Schwinghammer's reject. Oh, they're going to get Zach on a foul. They're going to get Trout on that foul. But at least he'll make them earn it now as Trout will pick up the foul, his first. And it's team foul six, and shooting two shots is Ryan Schwinghammer, a 6'1 sophomore. Good. 3 points off the bench for Ryan tonight. Jaguars have made two of three free throws. 2:51 to go. It's been a fast first half. 30-17 with this free throw pending, and it's good. 31-17. Pioneers trail by 14 in Bruton tonight. Schomer. With the offensive dribble alive to the left side now for Stuckmeyer. Back out for Peter. Backs off. Get a screen from Stuckmeyer into the lane. Leidenfrost wraps it off the hand of Prokot. And here comes Dingman leading the break the other way. Steps in on Stuckmeyer. No rebound. Battled around off of the Jaguars. Touch last by Dylan Meyer. 2:23 to go. Pioneer girls are at home tonight, conference game with Howard Lake Waverly Winstead in town. Trying to get you some updates on that as they become available. Pioneers would love to get this down to about an 8-point game as Prokot will try again off target. Jonah from the left side of deep three is off target. Right now it's a 14-point deficit with 2:05 to go. Prokot defending on Jackson Peter. Back out front. Here's a drive, leaning in, Wiener, score it! No, player control foul. Wiener has Leidenfrost stood his ground. First on Wiener, no basket. 1:51 to play. Pioneers down 14. Can they get a little scoring push and get some momentum into the locker room? It's been pretty much all BBE so far here in this half. Schomer starts his dribble. Stops, back out, Peter to Michael, left wing, inside to a cutting Stuckmeyer, back out, Schomer, looking to drive, elevate, shoots, foul, got it, count it. Peter went up and got fouled, and the basket found its way through the cylinder. That's now seven for Schomer, he's starting to heat up. He'll shoot one here. I believe the foul's on Dylan Meyer. Free throw is up, and it's good. It was the second on Dylan. Ninth team foul. 31-20, an 11-point lead on the three-point play. Some pressure. Dingman had to elevate to go up and make that catch. Now it drifts across, and they're going to get Zach Trout on a reach-in foul. That'll be two on Zach, and we'll get some free throws coming here for the Jaguars. 1-1. Alex Wilson will check in with a minute 19 to go, and it'll be freshman Ashton Dingman shooting the bonus here. He'll replace Michael Leidenfrost. Michael with two fouls, so he's going to be protected here by Coach Call. Now pick up a third one here late in the half. Dingman for the front end. Here it comes, and it's good. Dingman knocks down the free throw. It gives him a half a dozen. It's 32-20 with this free throw coming. Second, straight through. Pioneers are down 13 with 75 seconds to go in the half. To the front court, Schomer. Almost had a look at a three, but Peter shut that down. Jackson Peter defending on Peter Schomer. Wilson will try his luck with a three. Missed. Rebound tipped out of bounds to the Jaguars. 101 on the clock. 33-20. Full court pressure comes into Jackson Peter. We go under a minute to play. To midcourt. Here comes Jaguars. They get loose on a whistle and a blocking foul. Wilson late to the spot. It'll be Alex's first. And it's team foul 8, but this is a shooting attempt for Dylan Meyer. First for Meyer, front rim and short, came back. Dylan started the game with back-to-back made threes, hasn't scored since, so a half a dozen points for Meyer, his 6'1 senior. He hit the game-winning shot in overtime to beat Hancock, 61-60, a three-pointer. That free throw is good. 7 now for Meyer, extends the lead to 14 again, 34-20. Now he'll come out with his two fouls, same strategy for Coach Anderson, protect a player with two fouls here at under a minute to go. A rolling basketball is picked up in the front court by Peter Schomer. 45 seconds, high post, Zach Trout. Trout wheels inside and bangs it home. Zach Trout with a muscle move. First two for Zach. 34-22, 33 seconds left. Dingman in the backcourt now, steps across the timeline. Jaguars up by a dozen here, leaves it off in the hands of Abe Peter. Peter guarded by Alex Wilson. Wiener comes over to help out. Evan Wiener with 18 to go. They go back out to Jackson Peter. Jonah Prokot comes out to defend him. Back out front. 8 to play. Well out on the floor as Schomer chases. Dead ball. Here is Dingman from 3 at the buzzer. No, and there's halftime. Good half-court defense to close things out. But the Pioneers' offensive struggles leave them in a 12-point deficit at halftime. It's Belgrade Brutnell Rosa 34, Piers 22 after 18 minutes of basketball. We'll wrap up this first half after this.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Hi, this is Steve, owner of Design Electronics Radio Shack. During this holiday season and new year, I wanted to take the time to tell you, our valued customers, thank you for continuing to show your support, not only in the past year, but also for your continued patronage in 2019. Whether you are in for a new Verizon phone, accessory, or other electronics, we do our best to make sure that you are given the best customer service experience possible, and we will strive to continue to do that. Happy holidays from...
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Phelan Meats and Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, welcome back. I'm sitting right in front of the pep band here from BBE, if you can probably tell. Hope you can hear me all right. Right now it's 34-22 in favor of the home BBE Jaguars over the Pierce Pioneers. For BBE, a big first half for Evan Wiener. Their 6'3 seniors poured in 13 first half points. He averages 14.9 a game, so he is well on his way to eclipsing his season average. Seven apiece for Ashton Dingman and Dylan Meyer. Four off the bench for Ryan Schwinghammer. Three for Abe Peter. Playing but not scoring in that half for Coach Chris Anderson were freshman Will Van Beck, reserve guard Jackson Peter, and reserve forward Ben Bowie. Jaguars successful on six of their eight free throw attempts, so pretty good 75% free throw shooting. Two fouls apiece on Dylan Meyer and Will Van Beck, and off the bench Ben Bowie. One each on Abe Peter, Evan Wiener, and Ashton Dingman. Not real serious foul trouble for Coach Anderson. He used one of his timeouts, four still left. Pioneers with 22 points, and they sat on seven for an awful long time. They end the half with 22. Eight for Peter Schomer, and then four each for Michael Leidenfrost, Brandon Stuckmeyer, and Jonah Procott, and then two for Zach Trout. Playing but not scoring were Jared Procott and Alex Wilson. Pierce made four of their five free throw attempts. Two for three for Peter Schomer. Two of two for Michael Leidenfrost. Pioneers are back out on the court here, ready to warm up for the second half. Their foul situation, Zach Trout picked up two, Michael Leidenfrost two. Then with one apiece, it's Peter Schomer, Jared Procott, Jonah Procott, and Alex Wilson. Coach Call used one of his timeouts. He's got four left. Pioneers will have to get better on offense, plain and simple. They're down 34-22, not shooting well from the outside, but they've got 18 minutes left to remedy that. Jaguars lead by a dozen. We'll come back, talk about the C-Squad and JV results, who scored the points for the Pioneers and wins in both of those levels, and then the other games going on tonight. It's boys basketball on You Are Their Sports.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and You Are Their Sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way, with 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects. Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates. Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC,
proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is a family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
All right, both teams out on the court now. You still got about 2.5 minutes before the start of the second half. In the C squad in the adjacent gym tonight, Coach Marcus Artner led his team to a 47-33 victory. A big night for Ben Vernig, 17 for Ben tonight. 6 apiece for Jeremy Bangasser and Zach Jones. 5 points for Andy Wincher. Joel Corbu had 4. Mason Harold, 4. Ethan Creek with 3. And Ian Oberfeld had 2. 47-33 for the C squad. JV had a 10-point lead, almost get away from him. They held on for a 46-44 victory. Jaguars missed a 3-pointer at the buzzer from the corner that would have won it. 10 points for Mason Zajac. Ryan Stuckmeyer, 9. 8 for Robbie Schaefer. 7 for Noah Sekulah. Cody Kimmon and Zach Trout finished with 6. 46-44 for the JV. Other games tonight include Osakis at Holding Ford, Howard Lake Waverly Winstead is at Watertown Mayor, and Mille Lacs and Kimball tonight. This is the only head-to-head conference game going on. Other boys games tonight include Pillager at Sabika, Staples Motley is at Pequod Lakes, Apollo at Fergus, Sartell's at Cathedral, Park Rapids is at Crosby Ironton, Esco's home to Grand Rapids, Delano at Sauk Rapids, Aikens at Moose Lake Willow River, New London Spicers home to Dassel Kakato, Sauk Center's down in ACGC, Melrose home to Morris area, Foley home to Royalton, Long Prairie Gray Eagle has a home game. Tonight they're playing Parker's Prairie, Onamia at Ogilvy. Girls action tonight, the girls are home for Piers, at home against Howard Lake Waverly Winstead. The BBE girls are down in Maple Lake tonight. Eden Valley Watkins girls are at Painesville. Flyer girls are in action tonight as Little Falls is at Albany. Upsala is at Pillager. Some of the St. Cloud area schools include Sauk Rapids at Ricori, Apollo's at Sartell, Cathedral at Becker, Tech is up in Brainerd. Crosby Ironton is in Royalton. Swanville at Osakis tonight. Detroit Lakes is at Alexandria. Foley playing in Mora. Start of the second half is up next.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who purchased banners this season. To name a few, Aaron's Auto Body, Amp Fitness, Becker Screen Printing, Bob's Lumber, Bootleggers Bar, Hillbilly Haven, Bottoms Up Saloon, Randall Motors, Brickyard Bar, C&L Distributing, Central Soda, Central Minnesota Door, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Sydney Shaw, Century 21, City of Piers, Compeer Financial, D&D Beverage, DR Trucking, Dale's Farm Repair, Dead X Archery, Design Electronics, Elite Concrete, Emblem Brenny Funeral Home, Essential Health, Evergreen Lawn Irrigation, Executive Realty, Todd Premisberger, Farmers and Merchants, Federated Co-ops, Gertz Concrete, Gruber Custom Painting, Hennigan Insurance, and Hartman's Lloyd's Liquor. Again, thanks for supporting Legion Park.
All right, second half begins with a Jaguar possession here as we're underway. Second half, 34-22 BBE. Inside, Meyer gets loose, tries a reverse. He'll draw a foul on Jared Procott. Two shots for Dylan Meyer here early in the second half. Jared picks up his second, sending Meyer to the line, who has made one of two. 17-23 to play. Dillon up and in. He's now got eight. He averages 11. 35-22. The lead has been in double figures since about 12 minutes to play in the half. In and out, one of two, and there's a Jared Prokot rebound. Pioneers on offense for the first time in the half. Schomer, right side, stops. Looks for help. It's Stuckmeyer coming around. Brandon, guarded by Meyer, back to Schomer. Dribble drive, pull up in the lane. Got it! Double figures for Peter Schomer. And a quick timeout for Joe Call. Short one here for Joe, just 54 seconds in.
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in Central Minnesota. They've been serving Central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities, from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls, and experience the same challenges that you do. So, they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
All right, we're back. Quick timeout there taken by Coach Call. Make sure his message got across. I want to set up the little pressure here off the inbounds. The Jaguars break that. Ball doesn't hit the floor yet. They've got it in the front court. Top of the key, Ashton Dingman's three is good. Ashton Dingman has 10. And it's 38-24 Jaguars. Schomer back to the offensive end. Steps around a defender, drops one inside. Traveling call. They get Peter on a travel, did a little jump stop. Then bounced it inside for Jared, and the trailing official signaled travel right in front of Joe, and Joe asked him why. Back the other way now is Abe Peter, still shy of midcourt, now dribbles across. Dingman feeling it, left side three, got it! Back-to-back threes by freshman Ashton Dingman. He's got 13, and this lead is the biggest of the night, 17. Schomer for Stuckmeyer, and a foul coming. This is going to go, I believe, on Abe Peter. It'll be a pass in baseline. Nope. It's on Will Van Beck, which would be his third, and it'll bring Jackson Peter into the contest. 1.5 minutes into the half, Schomer to inbounds. Peter gets it back from Jonah, shoots a three from the corner, missed it, and the rebound whistle, travel called on the Jaguars, Abe Peter. Pass incoming, lob to Jonah, catch and shoot right at the iron. Six for Jonah. Pressure applied in the backcourt. Pioneers trying to up the tempo here. Force some turnovers. Pioneers down low, bucket. Wiener, they broke the press and it's an easy layup for Evan Wiener, who now has 15 tonight. 43-26, Schomer, long two, no, rebound Wiener. We've played 2 minutes, 43-26. Schomer steps into the front lane and has a steal. Schomer inside, missed it. May have been contacted going up. Back the other way, Dingman pressing it up court. He pulls up for three, off. Schomer up for the board. Whistle foul on the Jaguars. This is going to go on Ashton Dingman. That's two on Ashton Dingman, second team foul. 15-43 to go. Pioneers are down by 17. And Peter Schomer looking to preserve every possible second. Lets the ball roll to midcourt here so the clock doesn't start. Now Jonah Prokot, dribble drive on Dingman, leaves it off. And I think Jared thought he was going to go up with a shot. Jonah bounced it off his shoulder, and Jared asked, what are you doing? Brothers can get away with that. 15-33 left. Full court pressure again. Stuckmeyer will defend the inbounds. Dingman comes into the corner to Peter. This is Abe Peter working up court. Good use of the left hand. Tried to look ahead and find Meyer, and he led him too far, and it bounces out of bounds. Turnover. So mission accomplished. And now for the first time, the Pioneers are going to bring in Mason Zajac next opportunity. Zajac is at the scorer's table. Here's Leidenfrost, three-pointer, hit it! Rainbow three, Michael right in front of the Pioneer bench. He's got seven, 43-29. Jackson Peter matriculates up court. Guarded by Jonah, well out on the floor. To the left side, Leidenfrost steps into the passing lane. He's got a steal. Leidenfrost will put it up, and a foul before the shot. Foul coming on the Jags. Jackson Peter draws the foul, his first, team's third. This gets a little sense. The Pioneers are gaining some momentum here as now we get Mason Zajac in for Jared Prokot. 14:54 to go. They come out front to Brandon Stuckmeyer. He'll try from 21 and swish it. Deep three by Stuckmeyer. He's got seven, and the lead's down to 11, 43-32. Peter lost it to Zajac. Here comes Prokot. Prokot up, and a foul, and one. And the Pioneers have cut it into single digits. The foul is on Jackson Peter, his second, and a timeout for Coach Anderson. 43-34. And a free throw coming for the Pioneers when we come back as they rally here in Brewton tonight.
Hi, this is Brenda from the Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from the Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at...
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Timeout is over. Pioneers have shaved the lead down to nine with a free throw coming out of the timeout here for Jonah to try and complete the three-point play. Halftime at home. Pioneer girls are down four to Howard Lake Waverly Winstead, 22-18 at halftime. Jonah Prokot for one. He's got eight tonight. The sophomore puts it up and in. And the lead is eight, 43-35. The half-court pressure by the Pioneers, or full court, with Schomer defending. Lob ahead, and they get it in, and almost a travel, able to keep the foot down with Peter. Skips it to the corner to Meyer. Down low to Wiener, who's quickly trapped. He's pivoting around, looking, throws it away, out of bounds. Dingman cut one way, and Wiener's pass went the other way, and the Pioneers get the ball back again. 43-35 with 14:18 to play. Schomer picks it up, steps across the line. Peter, one-on-one, almost a step back against Will Van Beck. Goes to Leidenfrost, guarded by Meyer, posting up Jonah on Wiener, drop step, right hand, baby hook, got it. Jonah Prokot again, 11 for Jonah, and it's 43-37. The lead is six. Off to Will Van Beck, the freshman, with Schomer coming out on him, picked his dribble, Leidenfrost almost had a steal. Back out now to Abe Peter, to Wiener, top of the key against Mason Zajac. Dribble stopped inside the line. 12-footer air ball. Rebound to Leidenfrost. Here comes Pierce. Schomer midcourt. Peter, crossover, stops. Right side, Jonah. Ball fake into the lane. Back for Schomer. 8-footer baseline. No. Rebound, Wiener. Outlet pass to Will Van Beck. Here comes the freshman guard. He'll stop in the left corner in front of Coach Anderson. Back to the right side now comes Dylan Meyer. Meyer goes baseline, elevates, shoots. He missed. Meyer cleans up and dropped it in. Meyer on the left side picked up an air ball miss and had an easy putback. 45-37 BBE. 2-3 zone employed by the Jaguars here. Leidenfrost, almost a steal by Meyer. Leidenfrost back to Schomer. Schomer ball overhead now for Michael. Right side down into the corner. Back to the top of the key, Peter Schomer. Thought about a deep three there. Comes back out. to the jump ball circle. Schomer dribbling. 12:40 to go. Ton of time left here. Pioneers have gotten the lead down. Jonah to Stuckmeyer to Leidenfrost, cutting up. No, rebound tip. Leidenfrost gets it back. Here's a Schomer three, short, rebound long. Schomer got it. Schomer inside again. Lost off a Pioneer, and it's loose. Meyer picks it up. He kicked it around. Zajac dies after it, and a whistle, and a timeout called by the Jaguars to get the possession. Jaguars will have the ball on an inbounds, but their lead, which was once 16, is down to 8. 45-37 with a timeout here in Brewton.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say
12-16 to play. A strong start to the second half here for the Pioneers as the 12-point lead got pushed to as many as 16 here in the second half. And now the Pioneers, they've been as close as 7. Right now it's 8. 45-37. Pioneers have outscored the Jaguars now 15-11 in the second half. A lot of time left. Pass in on the sideline. It'll be triggered in by Dylan Meyer, the senior guard. In front court, he'll lob it into the backcourt to freshman Will Van Beck for Evan Wiener. Left side, they switch off him. He'll elevate over Zajac. Miss, rebound, tipped by Stuckmeyer, but out to Wiener. I think a Jaguar came in. There's a steal by Michael on a lazy pass out front, and Michael's got a layup. That's 9 for Michael Leidenfrost. He is so good at reading the passing lane. And he lays it up and in. 45-39 with 11:48 to go. Right side, Meyer takes a lob. Left hand, nice pass inside and up and in for 2. That is Ryan Schwinghammer, who checked in during the timeout with a bucket. He's got a 6-point game off the bench for Coach Anderson. 47-39. Zone for the Jaguars, 2-3. Out to the top, Schomer from a deep, deep three. He got it again. Peter was 3 steps behind the top of the key, closer to the jump ball circle. 13 now for Peter. 47-42, a near steal. 5-point game. Schomer with a steal. Schomer coming up court. He's got Leidenfrost and good hustle back by Van Beck to tip it. The Pioneers are within 5. With the ball and 11 minutes to play. Into Jonah Prokot. Down to Peter, and he dribbled it out of bounds. Turnover. Pioneers with a golden opportunity by the boards. 47-42. 10:56 to play. And a throw away by the Jaguars. Pierce will get it back. Michael Leidenfrost creating the turnover with pressure. Nobody touched it, so it comes right back to where the throw was made in, and that's on the baseline right side. Into Jonah. Hands it back. No, he kept it. To Peter Schomer. Into the lane. Pull up right elbow. Short. Zajac tips out front to Leidenfrost. Good play by Mason. Here's a Jonah three. No. Rebound loose. Stuckmeyer chasing, but Meyer got there first. Dingman now on a run out. Ashton Dingman thought about it. Off to Wiener. Wiener, pass down low, Schwinghammer inside, no, rebound, Leidenfrost. Here comes Michael running. Michael's going to spin, lost the dribble and lost it out of bounds. He tried a 360 around and just got out of control, and the Pioneers give it back. 47-42, BBE, 10:23 to play. The full court pressure to start the second half has helped the Pioneers turn this one around. Will Van Beck heard it up court. Stopped his dribble. Trapped by Stuckmeyer and Schomer. And here comes Dingman to help him out. Now Wiener inside. Schwinghammer deep and fouled. Ryan Schwinghammer's going to shoot a couple. Foul is called on Jonah Prokot, number two on the sophomore Jonah. Jonah's got 7 points this half, five each for Peter Schomer, Michael Leidenfrost, and three for Brandon Stuckmeyer. Schwinghammer's first is good, nestled through. And Schwinghammer now has 7, and Coach Call wants to use a timeout. 10:06 to play in a 48-42 Jaguar lead with a free throw coming.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlowski here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. 2019 looks to be more challenging than ever in agriculture, and we want to help you out. We have a large experienced staff and many different brands of feeds with nutritionists available to create a ration to meet your farm's needs at the best low cost per animal per day. We also have a large variety of farm supplies in our stores. So please don't hesitate to call any of our 4 locations or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com. We thank all of our current patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we wish everyone a successful 2019. And as always, thank you farmers for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Then Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce.
All right, out of the timeout, one shot for Ryan Schwinghammer, who has scored 7 tonight. And that's a season high for him. He had 4 in their season opener against Swanville. So big night here for Ryan, a 6'1 sophomore. And he drops that one in. 8 for Ryan Schwinghammer. Puts the lead to 49-42 Jaguars. Both coaches have 2 timeouts left now. 10 minutes to play. Lazy pass, and Schwinghammer almost had it. He tips it, and he's up 3 rows deep into the bleachers by Mike Wilson. Pierce will pass it in, sideline, front court, away from us on the stage here at Bruton Elementary. You can feel the energy has picked up both on the court and in the stands here. Stuckmeyer, Schomer, Prokot, Leidenfrost, and Zajac on the court for Pierce. Here's a Brandon Stuckmeyer 3, that's off target, little short, and Ryan Schwinghammer with a board. Big contribution tonight for Schwinghammer off the bench. Right side, Dylan Meyer. Schwinghammer has to go off his hands as he flashed through the lane. Pass was too high. Not Schwinghammer's fault. Meyer put too much gas on it, and it was off target. 9.5 to play. 49-42 Jaguars. Leidenfrost in front of the Piers bench. Back to Schomer. Peter for Michael. Back for Schomer. Sees a lane. Floats it. Inside score. Schomer again. Step right inside the free throw line. Little one-handed touch, and it's 49-44. That's 15 tonight for Peter Schomer. Pioneers with Van Beck firing it to midcourt, front court for Evan Wiener. Dribbles once, hands back to freshman point guard Will Van Beck. Dylan Meyer now left side with 9 minutes to go. Cutting is Dingman. He missed one, but a foul. He was contacted going up. He'll get 2 with 8:58 to play. We're going to get Jonah on his 3rd foul, 3rd of the half on the Pioneers. We're also going to have Jackson Peter checking in after this first free throw by Ashton Dingman, who's 3 of 4 tonight. He's got 13 points, matching his uniform number. Short. Miss there for Dingman. Averaging 19 a game, he's got 13 right now. One more. Looking for their 50th point. The freshman up, and there it is. BBE 50, Pierce 44, 8:55 to play in Bruton. Schomer stopped his dribble in the backcourt, got it ahead though to Michael. Leidenfrost now back for Schomer near the volleyball 10-foot line. Leaves it off for Brandon Stuckmeyer. Stuckmeyer dribbling right wing, stopped his dribble, hands it off to Jonah Prokot. Prokot, they iso down to Schomer, posting up, guarded by Van Beck. Up and under by Peter, no, rebound Wiener. And here comes the Jaguars. Good move, but just didn't get it to drop. Van Beck now the other way for the Jaguars. Out front, Michael almost with that darting steal again. Van Beck tries to penetrate through it inside, and Jonah with a kick will result in a dead ball pass in for the Jaguars at the end of their bench. And it gives Ben Bowie a chance to check in for Coach Anderson, replacing Ryan Schwinghammer. 8:20 to play. 50-44 Jaguars. Wiener to throw in. Lobs to the corner to Dingman. Return to a post-up move as Wiener trying to just lean in on Zajac. And he missed a shot. Rebound Bowie to keep it alive. Good work by Ben Bowie. Restart out front for Van Beck to the corner now. Bowie cross the way. Nobody home. Right to Coach Anderson with 8:02 to play. We go back to the Pioneers on offense with Jonah Prokot, Peter Schomer, Brandon Stuckmeyer, Michael Leidenfrost, and Mason Zajac on the court. 8 minutes left. Pioneers are down by six. Lob to Jonah. Front court for the sophomore. Double down low. Zajac posting up on Bowie. No rebound inside. Bowie cradled it away off to Van Beck. Another good chance to score there by the Pioneers. Van Beck. Good ball handling skills behind the back to get him away from Schomer. Finds Wiener left side. Skips it down right side to Jackson Peter. Peter to Wiener coming to the high post. Peter now defended by Jonah Prokot. Back to Jackson Peter. Van back on a restart. And there's that overplay again by Michael. Came up empty. Back to Dingman. Dingman trying to work on Wiener back door. He gets loose and stripped coming out of there by Leidenfrost. Michael to the rim. Left hand. No, but a foul. Leidenfrost will shoot a pair. The Jaguar foul goes on Van Beck, which would be number four. Four on Van Beck. Fifth team foul. Two for Leidenfrost. Around and off. No, missed it wide right. Rolled off the rim. Michael's got nine tonight. He's now 2 of 3. Stuckmeyer's coming out. Alex Wilson checks in. Meyer replaces Van Beck for the Jaguars. One for Michael Leidenfrost. That one straight through. 10 for Michael now. Jaguars 50, Pioneers 45. 7:08 to play. Dingman. Guarded by Alex Wilson, freshman on senior. Left-hand dribble. Zajac comes over to help out, leaves Wiener open for a pass. There's Leidenfrost again with a steal on the pass. Michael up, hammered again by Wiener. Michael, another steal in the passing lane, and he'll shoot two again as Wiener picks up the foul. His second, team sixth. 6:52 to play. First of two for Michael. Up and good. 50-46. Close as the Pioneers have been now. Second. Got them both. Pioneers, it's a one possession game with 6:52 to play on the free throws by Leidenfrost. 50-47. Leidenfrost knocks the ball loose, dives in, saves it. Throws it into the backcourt where that's a violation. It'll be Jaguar ball, but Michael Leidenfrost has sparked this with his energy and diving to the floor. It'll be a throw-in as the ball rolled all the way into the Jaguar front court and across the sideline. Back in comes Abe Peter, replacing Bowie. Down to Wiener, posting up on Zajac. Muscles him up and in. Nice strong move by Evan Wiener. 17 tonight for Wiener. Makes it 52-47 Jaguars. Schomer now, front court. Step back, nope. Thought about unleashing a three. Leidenfrost will dribble out. Michael looking for help. It's Wilson to come around. Now to Schomer. Schomer again. Defended out there by Jackson Peter. Backs off. Waves Wilson down to the corner. Coming up on the six-minute mark. The ISO. Schomer wants to take it. A two. 1 foot was inside the line as he went up. He missed it. And the rebound's controlled by Ashton Dingman. Back the other way to Wiener. Right side to the corner. Meyer. Three short. Glazed the rim right. Skimming off to Peter. Peter up court for Wilson. Wilson inside, layup for two. Alex Wilson with the bucket. 52-49. First points for Alex tonight. Here's Wiener into the front court with Zajac defending. Stopped his dribble. High post for Dingman. Dingman wheels, turns, shoots, and scores from the free throw line. 16 for Dingman, 54-49, 5:22 left. Schomer looking for an opening, stops. Jonah, three-pointer left side over Wiener. No, long rebound to the corner, and it'll roll into the crowd. Ball over to the Jaguars. 54-49, BBE. What a tale of two halves. It was all Jaguars in the first half, but the Pioneers will bring in Stuckmeyer for Jonah Prokot here. Jonah sits with 11 tonight. 5:15, they throw it in to Abe Peter in the backcourt, guarded by Alex Wilson. Cross the timeline with a dribble, leans in on Zajac, and they're going to get Zajac moving. He was definitely moving. That's the right call. Mason gets the foul. First on Mason, fourth team foul. And it's a two-shot opportunity for Abe Peter, who's got 3 points tonight. First free throw is good. Four for Peter. Abe Peter is a 72.2% shooter from the line, so pretty good odds, and he makes them both. Five now for Abe Peter. Lead back to seven, 56-49. It was a three-point game with 6:52 to go. Stuckmeyer in the corner right side, inside for Zajac, right block. Left hand up, no, rebound, Wiener. Evan Wiener brings it back with Zajac trying to defend on the dribble. Wiener, front court, and a foul on Mason. Two on Mason. Five on the Pioneers. 4:45 to play. Here comes Jonah Prokot in. Jonah will replace who? It'll be Zajac coming to the bench. Jaguars 56, Pioneers 49. In Bruton tonight. Backcourt pass in comes to Jackson Peter. Dribbles across midcourt. Works the offense to the right side. To the top for Abe Peter. Left side for Dingman. Dingman against Stuckmeyer. Into the low post. Left side. Shot up from eight. Good. Evan Wiener. The senior hitting some big shots here to hold the Pioneers off. 19 for Wiener. 58-49. The lead has grown back to nine after the Pioneers had cut to three. Stuckmeyer for three. Brandon shot short. Rebound tracked down by Abe Peter in the corner. And he dribbles across the baseline. Now heads up court to Jackson Peter in front of the Jaguar bench. For Dingman, guarded by Stuckmeyer. 4 minutes to play. Leidenfrost knocked the ball loose, but retrieved by Dylan Meyer. Here's Wiener working it out front. Handoff out to the right side to Abe Peter. To a cutting Jackson Peter layup. Abe Peter to Jackson Peter. And the lead is back to double figures at 11. Schomer to Leidenfrost. Michael skips it off for Stuckmeyer. Brandon jump stop into the lane. Puts it up awkwardly and scores. Stuckmeyer, nice move. Brandon with nine. 60-51, a nine-point game. Wiener leads a break up court. Jackson Meyer will score and be fouled. Jackson Peter fouled on the layup from the left side. He'll shoot an and one. And the foul is on Leidenfrost. Michael gets his third, team sixth. And at the line is Jackson Peter, who has scored four. It's 62-51. It's good. Three-point play for Jackson Peter. 12-point BBE lead. And what was once a three-point deficit has grown back to 12 as the Pioneers down with 3:14 left. A Schomer three rattled out of the cage. Abe Peter collects the loose ball rebound, racing away from defenders as the Pioneers chase up ahead for Jackson Peter. He'll circumnavigate out front again. To the right side for Meyer, and Leidenfrost goes darting in and picks up a foul. Four on Michael. 1-1 for Dylan Meyer coming now with 2:57 showing on the clock. Jaguars 63, Pioneers 51. The Pioneers had cut it to 50-47 with 6:52 to play. Well, they got five on Michael. Well, Michael's night is done. He'll finish with a 12-point ball game. As Coach Call will use the allotted 30-second substitution time to gather his teams, kind of a de facto timeout. And replacing Michael in the lineup, it's going to be Brent Schilling. So Brent Schilling is in for the first time. A 1-1 for Dylan Meyer. So it's Alex Wilson, Brent Schilling, Brandon Stuckmeyer, Jonah Prokot, and Peter Schomer. 1-1 for Meyer. 10 points tonight, and he hits that one. One more. Dylan has made 3 out of 5. Up and off. Rebound, Peter Schomer. Pioneers need a stop. Instead, they give it away. A ball was tipped on a pass up court. Jaguars pick it up. 2:45 to go. 64-51. Now Wiener working at midcourt. Off for Jackson Peter, and they'll get Peter Schomer on a grab. That'll be 2 on Peter, and the Jaguars could salt this one away from the free throw line, as this will be Jackson Peter stepping up. He just made one there to complete a 3-point play. He's got 5 second half points. Front end is off, no good. Rebound controlled by Jonah Prokot. Here's Peter Schomer coming back, going all the way up with a left hand. No, rebound Jackson Peter. 2.5 left. Peter being chased, gets it ahead to Meyer. Down the lane, off whistle, foul on Stuckmeyer. And this will be another 1-1. It'll be the last 1-1. That's going to be the first on Brandon. 9th team foul. And it'll be Evan Wiener shooting. And now Coach Call is going to bring in 5 new bodies. Wiener's front end is good. Ryan Stuckmeyer, Cody Kimmon, Robbie Schaefer, Mason Zajac come in. Rob and Schilling stays on, so 5 new bodies here. One more for Wiener. 65-51. Got it. 23 for Wiener. Here's Brent Schilling. Schilling will lay it up, and no, rebound. Battle form, Dingman's got it. Back the other way. Jaguars. The Pioneers battle to get back into this game. Got it down to 3. With almost 7 minutes left, there's a block inside by Robbie Schaefer. Good rejection there by Robbie. Ryan Stuckmeyer now for Zajac. He'll be called for a travel as he started his steps early. 1:57 left. And now Charles Picard will come in. Charles replaces Zajac. Jaguars front court with 1:50 to go. Left corner, Ryan Stuckmeyer defending. Inside, Dingman no, rebound Schaefer. Here comes Stuckmeyer. Ryan to the left side for Schilling. Schilling's 3-pointer, long, rebound coming this way into the crowd. Jaguars get it with 93 seconds left. Now Ryan Schwinghammer coming in. Here's Gavin Campson coming in. Blake Goodall checks in. Schwinghammer will pass in to Van Beck. 90 seconds to play, 66-51. They'll work it out front to Van Beck. To Goodall, right side against Schaefer. Low post. Back out front to Campson. Now to Jackson Peter. Back to Campson, inside to Jackson. They'll just run time here. Left side. Dribble drive by Blake Goodall. Up and in. Blake Goodall off the glass for his first bucket. Under 1 minute to go. Only the fourth points of the year as Picard's left side baseline jumper is off target. Stuckmeyer saved it in, but the Jaguars picked it up, and we get a timeout for Coach Anderson just to get Aspen Peterson into the ball game. And now Noah Sakulla will check in. Noah will replace Ryan Stuckmeyer with 48 seconds. The Jaguars will go to 2-1 in the conference, 6-3 overall. They will host Howard Lake Waverly Winstead here on Thursday night. The Pioneers will fall to 1-2 in the conference, 4-5 overall. They'll be in holding for it Thursday, and that's where we will be on You Are There Sports. Out front, they lob it over to the wing. Aspen Peterson with an athletic play that is appreciated by the hometown crowd. 30 seconds left. Kimmon defending now. High post. They're urging Aspen Peterson to shoot the ball. Instead, they turn it over on an errant pass off Goodall's fingertips. 20 seconds left. Pioneers got it down to 50-47. Since then, they've been outscored 18-4. Three-pointer, Picard, halfway down. Schaefer, rebound, foul going up. Oh, Charles was so close to putting that one down. Schaefer with a good rebound. He'll shoot a couple. I believe Goodall gets the foul. And Robbie Schaefer at the line with 11 seconds. Around and off, no good. Robbie looking for his first career point here. Has not scored this year. Get that. There it is. Robbie Schaefer, his first career point. It comes with 10 to play, 68-52. One last possession here for the Jaguars. They will just dribble this out. They want Aspen Peterson to shoot this ball. He's got it in his hands. Instead, Aspen dribbles it out. Final score for Bruton tonight. Jaguars win 68-52 despite a good comeback try by the Pioneers.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League.
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
Hi, this is Steve, owner of Design Electronics Radio Shack. During this holiday season and new year, I wanted to take the time to tell you, our valued customers, thank you for continuing to show your support, not only in the past year, but also for your continued patronage in 2019. Whether you are in for a new Verizon phone, accessory, or other electronics, we do our best to make sure that you are given the best customer service experience possible, and we will strive to continue to do that. Happy holidays from everyone at Design Electronics.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who purchased banners this season. To name a few, Hoheisel Spray Foam, Holy Trinity School, Horizon Health, IP Concrete, Jason Gruber Construction, Johnny C. Sports Bar, Kenko Drywall, Ken's Cans, Kurtz Furniture, Lakes Printing, Lashes Auto Center, Litke's Veterinary Service, Little Falls Radio, Luckner Plumbing, Lloydal Lumber, MP Barrett Trucking, Marshick Insurance, Mitchell Prisabilla, Modern Farm, Northwoods Gutter, Patrick's Bar, Piers Family Dentistry, Piers Ballroom, Piers Commercial Club, Piers Co-op, Piers Eye Care, Piers Fire Department, Piers Foods, Piers Lions, Piers Sanitation, Piers Service, Piers Subway. Again, thanks for supporting Legion Park.
This is Jesse Diggins, Olympic gold medalist and a 2010 graduate of Stillwater High School. You are listening to high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper to bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
UniBank is banking built around you. Their UConnect checking is a new bank account to keep you connected and lets you earn cash back when you use your debit card. No minimum balance required, and earn 5 cents per point of sale transaction up to $5 a month. Online banking, e-statements, and debit card required. Stop in and ask how you can easily sign up and start earning cash back. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong, member FDIC. Go Pioneers!
For the best food around, it's the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce. Great food always available, including Taco Tuesdays, soft or hard shell for $1, deep fried for $2. On Wednesday, a one-topping pizza for only $5. Thursday is wing night. Yes, stop in for wings. $4.95 bone-in one sauce or $5.95 boneless in one sauce. They've got all kinds of great sauces available. And then on Friday, a great special. It's their baby back pork ribs, $14.95. And also, all-you-can-eat roasted chicken for $8.95 or chicken and ribs for $13.95. The patio always open. That's at the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce.
Phelan Meats in Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and...
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneers sports booster.
Well, Pioneers cut a big first half deficit down to 3 with a lot of time left. Pioneers were down by 12 at halftime. They got it down to 50-47 with 6:52 to play, but just couldn't finish the comeback as the Jaguars nailed some late-game free throws. And when the Pioneers applied pressure, that resulted in some easy looks with two-on-one, three-on-two opportunities. And in the end, the Jaguars come out on top by 16 tonight, 68-52, defending their home court here in Brewton. Final totals, Evan Wiener leads everybody with 23 tonight. Ashton Dingman finishes with 16, 11 for Dylan Meyer, 8 off the bench for Ryan Schwinghammer, 5 each for Abe Peter and Jackson Peter. Will Van Beck, Gavin Campson, Aspen Peterson, Ben Bowie, Blake Goodall, all playing but not scoring tonight. 16 of 22, some clutch free throw shooting down the stretch by the Jaguars, 10 of 14 in the second half. So BBE now goes to 2-1 within the conference and 6-3 overall. The next game will be right back on this court on Thursday They'll welcome in the Lakers of Howard Lake, Waverly, Winsted. Howard Lake was at Watertown Mayor tonight with a non-conference ball game. For the Pioneers, they have three guys in double figures, almost four. Peter Schomer with 15, a dozen for Michael Leidenfrost, 11 for Jonah Prokot, and Brandon Stuckmeyer finishes with 9. 2 for Alex Wilson, Zach Trout with 2, 1 for Robbie Schaefer. Playing but not scoring tonight were Jared Prokot, Noah Sakala, Mason Zajac, Brent Schilling, and Ryan Stuckmeyer. Pioneers went to the line 12 times, made 9 of those. Again, they got it down to 3, 50-47 with 6:52 to play. But over the final just under 10, 11 minutes, they get outscored 18-5. So the Pioneer record is now 1-2 within the conference and 4-5 overall. Pioneers will look to get back on the winning track when they make a short road trip to Holdingford to face the Huskers in CMC action. That'll be Thursday night, the next time out for the Pioneers. Next home game for the Pioneers is the 15th. I believe that's Tuesday against Howard Lake, Waverly, Winsted. So 68-52, last report, the girls of Pioneers were down by 4 at halftime at home to Howard Lake, Waverly, Winsted. JV won tonight 46-44, C-Squad won 47-33, and BBE captures the varsity game 68-52. We wrap it up here next after this on You Are There Sports.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Pioneers Pioneers the best of luck.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Pioneers, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Pioneers Pioneers.
The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with progressive jackpots starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Pioneers Pioneers. For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pioneers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pioneers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Final score, 68-52 in favor of the Jaguars. Didn't get a final yet on our Pioneer girls. We do have a final on the BBE girls. They won in Maple Lake tonight, 56-34. So a road trip win for the Jaguar girls. Our next broadcast comes up Thursday night. We will be in Holdingford, Pioneers Holdingford boys basketball action. And that'll be a 7:15 tip-off here on You Are There Sports. Again, your final score tonight, Jaguars win 68 52 over the Pioneers. Guys are getting back on the bus. Nice bus ride down here. One of those coach buses to bring the guys over here to Bruton. So comfort should be all right on the way back, but it won't be comfortable knowing that they dropped a game that they had an opportunity to win with a comeback. 68-52 the final. See you Thursday in Holdingport, everybody.